Right now, I've been joined by Chris Hood and a team of people, all from the Brentwood Centre Coach Corps apprentices. Come on, Chris, well, now, tell us all about this.
I didn't just burst in, but kind of. It's kind of like a flash mob for sport and mental health. How the devil are you, Scott, to start off with?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, until I came into the studio. Yeah, I'm very, very well.
No, not at all. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm here representing Fitness in Mind in the Brentwood Centre today. Today is a very, very special day because today is World Mental Health Day. And, this year we're encouraging everyone to take 10 together and check on someone, have a chat with someone who may be suffering, try and get the word out there a bit more and get people more confident about talking about their mental health. It's actually 10 million adults will experience a mental health issue this year. That's one in four. That is the quoted figure. I mean, it could
that's
be...
That's just in the UK.
Well, yeah, that could be much, much higher. Hmm. There tends to be a certain amount of underreporting in terms of certainly when people go to the doctors and say they're suffering with headaches or something like that. There's often an underlying mental health issue that gets unreported in that instance.
Right.
More worryingly, one in 10 children aged between 5 and 16 have a clinically diagnosed mental health issue. And I don't know if that is more because of the pressure that kids are being put on now. Certainly kids are under a lot of pressure now. I remember it being a lot of pressure growing up with exams, but it seems more so now than ever. And what the Mental Health First Aid England are doing, a great little organisation, they're aiming to get people to train in mental health first aid. They're aiming to get this year 1 in 10 people trained in mental health first aid. Now, a lot of people won't know what mental health first aid is. It's trying to have an equivalent to a physical first aid qualification. So it's getting people aware of different mental health conditions and what you can do to help as a mental health first aider. So if someone is in a crisis, you can be there at that moment, help the person get through that crisis and then access the support they need. It's getting a similar level of support as a physical first aider, getting that support there for mental health first aid. So that's part of the spring of mental health, World Mental Health Day today. There's loads of events going on today as well. I know Phoenix FM been promoting this, the charity auction, a couple of great people, Louis McIntosh and Catherine Hockey. Catherine Hockey's coming to meet us. Illustrated poem about depression and hope, The Black Dog. It's an absolutely beautiful book. And that's getting auctioned tonight at Chicken and Frog Bookshop, o'clock tonight in Brentwood. All money's raised with that going to the Young People's Counselling Services at the Hermitage in Brentwood. We're talking about mental health and might as well talk about Fitness in Mind. We've been talking a lot about Fitness in Mind for the last, 6 or so months since we got our funding come through from Sport England. If people don't know, it's a free 12-week exercise classes at the Brentwood Centre. It's there to improve mental and physical well-being. It's not just the physical well-being. We also sit down and have social time as well with people. Plenty of stuff going on at the Brentwood Centre. At the moment, we've got a programme for 6 of the 7 days out of the week. We've got badminton, yoga, street dance. Some people may have seen, it's a great little video on Fitness in Mind website of me doing some street dance. So if that
can't wait to see
yeah,
that.
If that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will. Netball, kickboxing as well, a little bit of gym fitness. So plenty for people to do on the Fitness in Mind programme. All they need to do, pop onto our website, go for the website www.fitnessinmind.org.uk. You can also email fitnessinmind@brentwoodleisure.co.uk. pop into the centre. There's our new leaflets start out, our new classes that I just told you about started last week. They are going absolutely amazingly. Loads of people that are flocking to this. You don't need a medical diagnosis. Everyone suffers with a stress or anxiety. Come in, help to learn how to cope with your stress and anxiety by doing a little bit of physical exercise and getting yourself mentally and physically fit. So we're all on social media as well, Fitness in Mind and the Brentwood Centre. So come in, pop in and see us. What we've also got today is not only World Mental Health Day, there's so much going on. I've brought in our three Coach Corps. apprentices today. It's Harrison, Michaela and Jake. Now, they are part of the Coach Corps course, which is set up by the Royal Foundation, so most famously faced by the second famous ginger, apart from myself, Prince Harry, right, and William and Kate as well. And it's getting people trained up through apprenticeship schemes in teaching physical activity and teaching it in a new way. So at the moment, there's a very fixed idea of what a coach is, and they're trying to get people trained up in an inclusive way as possible to make sure that nobody's put off going into a gym or going in and doing sport, whether you've got whether you've suffered with a mental health history in the past, whether you've got a physical problem. It doesn't matter. It's trying to get as many people as possible in. And Jake, I mean, you've done so much great things as well. Apart from, you did meet Prince Harry the other week, though.
Yes, we did, and it was on Friday, as a matter of fact.
That mic is not that mic doesn't seem to be working too well. You try talking right down into it for a minute.
We met Prince Harry and on Friday.
I knew this would happen when we came in with you, Scott.
Sorry, it usually does.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so, Jake, you met Prince Harry, and you've done... I mean, tell us a little bit about the scheme. I mean, I've given a little bit of an overview, but tell us a little bit more about the coach.
Well, we met Prince Harry on Friday, and it was quite a very exciting day for all 16 of us taking part, and we got him involved as well. So it was quite a daunting thing when he saw him walk over and he's taking part, thinking, oh, you know, what's going to happen now? But he's a very nice guy. But as well as that, what we're doing, you know, doing this apprenticeship as well, we're dubbed the next sort of top coaches, apparently, according to this scheme. So, you know, all the pressure's coming on us and the spotlight's been on us for the last few weeks, so it's going to be a long process, but hopefully we'll get through it with a lot of qualifications.
And as I say, it is a new way of... It's a new approach to coaching, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And from what we're told we'll get out of this as well, with all ages as well, it's going to be a very wide variety of learning from all aspects. And so we're going to take a lot in, but give a lot out as well, which is always handy. So.
And they're going to be spending... they're going to be spending
three or four days
a week. Yeah. We're with us at the Brentwood Centre, doing college training as well. Yeah, and certainly half their time will be spent with us at Fitness in Mind as well. So we're getting some extra help to help us along. And hopefully we're going to be changing the face, bit by bit, of changing the face of the leisure industry. That's part of what Fitness in Mind is trying to do, part of what the Brentwood Centre is trying to do, make sport and fitness as inclusive as possible. Hopefully that's what we're going to do.
Now, the question that I would like to ask you, you touched on this first aid for mental. What exactly do you do for first aid for mental?
Well, this is the thing. People are very, very scared. You know what to do. Well, some of us know what to do if someone cuts their leg or suddenly starts having an asthma attack or something like that. From a physical thing, it's all very prescribed and people generally know what to do. People are generally scared about what to do if someone is suffering from a mental crisis. Mm. So what mental health first aid helps you do first and foremost is be aware of the situation, to be aware of different conditions people can suffer from, placing you in that situation so you can understand a little bit more. So what it aims to do is first get your confidence up and know what you're dealing with, and then you go through very much in the way that you would go through a triage sort of style of doing physical first aid. You go through the same sort of thing doing mental health first aid. So you assessing the situation. If someone is possibly suicidal, you're determining whether how far they are down that route. Is there a plan set out? Have they picked a date? Have they picked out anything in particular? It's all very scary, but it's all stuff that you need to know to help people.
Right.
It's getting them talking, first of all. And not you giving them your advice. It's you getting them to tell you as much as possible about what's going on. So it's getting there, assessing the situation, and then from there you can work on to calming the person down. Mm-hmm. If they may well have already calmed down, but you're getting them talking, and in getting them talking you're getting them a little bit calmer, and then it's passing them on after that to, do we need to call an ambulance and get the health services involved? A&E departments do have specialist mental health teams.
Right.
So there is that element to it, but it's also if someone is already within the mental health system, you can contact their care coordinator, or you can phone a member of their family. It's all about just getting someone through that initial situation and getting them the help they need. I mean, hopefully it never happens, but it might happen. And mental health first aid is about getting as many people as possible. I mean, I'd just talk about workplaces. Schools, first of all, 10% of children, I said, have a mental health issue. That's around 3 in every class. It's about getting teachers aware of what to look for, but not just the teachers looking after the pupils, also the teachers looking after themselves. We know that teaching is a very, very stressful job, so it's about them coping as well. I mean, it's good for business, mental health first aid. I mean, mental health issues such as depression and anxiety account for almost 70 million days off sick per year, the most of any health condition.
Right.
If people can get that nipped in the bud and they can deal with the situation there, and it's all about people being more open about their mental health as well, the whole nation benefits from people talking about mental health and talking about the best way to tackle issues around it.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much indeed.